美国开始配送第二剂的新冠疫苗。特朗普政府与拜登团队继续交接。2020年，美国在太空探索上大步迈进。各位观众好，欢迎收看12月31日的《美国观察》节目，我是文浩。首先把目光看向白宫，负责美国新冠疫苗配送任务的取速行动小组星期三表示，本星期开始配送第二剂的新冠疫苗。详细情况，我们连线美国之音驻白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍一下。耀毅。
是文浩，这取速工作小组呢的成员在星期三的上午11:30召开了记者会，由这个他们工作小组当中的首席科学官斯拉维医生以及这个首席的营运官呢佩纳将军来共同主持。那么在记者会上呢，斯拉维这个博士则提到呢，第三家的美国药厂 Novavax 的疫苗呢已经进在11月27号进入的第三期的这个临床试验阶段了。那么他特别提到呢，在美国这个过敏传染病研究所的所长福奇医生，其实在之前9月的时候就提过了 Novavax 的药厂的疫苗呢将会适用于老年人。那斯拉维说呢，莫德纳公司的疫苗在进行再试验的这个阶段的时候呢，介于12岁到18岁的实验对象只有22个人，所以他呼吁要更多的青少年来自愿的投入疫苗的试验，来提高疫苗的有效性。而取速行动的首席执行这个营运官古斯塔夫佩纳将军呢，在记者会上则说呢，在这个星期已经开始了进行辉瑞药厂的疫苗第二剂的配送。我们来看一下佩纳将军在记者会上是怎么说的。
This week we started not only pushing first dose vaccine, but we started pushing second dose vaccine for the Pfizer vaccine as people who received the first dose.Around 4 January, we'll start to be eligible for the second dose, and we wanted to ensure that the vaccine was available to all.
那么根据美国的疾病控制与预防中心 CDC 在12月28号的数据呢，目前已经配送了有1144万多剂的疫苗，另外呢有212万多人已经接种了第一剂的疫苗。不过呢，这个佩纳将军在星期三的记者会上他说呢，已经配送了1400万剂的疫苗。那么被记者问到说为什么跟 CDC 的这个数字不一样的时候，他解释说有部分的疫苗此时可能还正在运送的路上。那佩纳将军还说呢，在上个星期已经有14个州当中的900家医疗设施呢获得了疫苗，那么在本星期呢预计也要配送到4000家的诊所。此外呢，美军也开始接种了疫苗，而拜登的这个团队呢则是也对现在这个美国疫苗配送的情况发表了看法。相关的情况呢，我们来看美国之音记者刘恩明的电视报道。
美国总统当选人拜登12月29日星期二在对媒体的发言中重申，他上任后将竭尽全力消除新冠肺炎，但是可能要等到明年3月份才能看到情况改善。
I'm going to move heaven and earth to get us going in the right direction. I'm going to use my power under the Defense Production Act when I'm sworn in order private industry to accelerate the making of the materials needed for the vaccines.As well as protective gear.
与此同时，拜登也批评了特朗普政府在执行疫苗分配与接种时的效率，与此前定下在年底前让2000万美国人完成疫苗接种的目标有较大差距。
With only a few days left in December, we've only vaccinated a few million so far, and the pace of the vaccination program is moving now. If it continues to move as it is now.It's going to take years, not months, to vaccinate the American people.
根据美国疾病控制与预防中心公布的数据，目前美国国内已经分发了超过1140万剂疫苗，有210万美国人接受了第一剂疫苗注射。美国副总统当选人卡马拉·哈里斯也在星期二接受了第一剂的新冠疫苗注射。他选择在首都华盛顿特区一个受疫情重创的非洲裔社区内的联合医疗中心接受注射。哈里斯注射的疫苗是美国莫德纳公司生产的，而在大约一个多星期之前接受疫苗注射的拜登则是接受美国辉瑞公司的疫苗。哈里斯在接受疫苗注射后这样表示，
I have now been vaccinated, as Joe likes to say. There's a big difference between the vaccine and vaccinations. I want to encourage everyone to get the vaccine. It is relatively painless. It happens really quickly. It is safe. I had the Moderna vaccine. My husband is going to have it today as well. I look forward to getting the second vaccine. And literally, this is about saving lives. It's literally about saving lives.
美国在亚洲，包括日本及韩国的海外驻军，已经开始进行第一波的新冠疫苗注射。驻日美军的枪炮士德里克·卡尔森在12月30日周三向路透社证实，疫苗接种于上周六在横须贺市的一家美国海军医院内开始进行，并扩大到其他5个在日本的美国军事设施。一位美国军事发言人周二在社交媒体上说，上周驻日美军接受了将近8000剂的注射，驻韩美军也同时开始疫苗注射。韩国国防部周三表示，美国军方也将为在联合指挥系统下的韩国军队注射新冠疫苗。拜登在结束记者会时，除了祝福大家与驻军新年快乐，也不忘再次叮咛戴口罩。
I wish you a happy new year. May God bless you and may God protect our troops. Wear a mask.
美国之音新闻报道。
好了，我们感谢耀毅的连线报道。美国国会行政当局中国委员会周三谴责中国判处新疆维吾尔人古勒山阿巴斯20年监禁和中国当局在新疆对穆斯林犯下的其他反人类罪行。古勒山2018年9月被捕，他的妹妹是美籍维吾尔人权活动人士卢山·阿巴斯，他是非营利组织维吾尔族运动的创始人兼执行董事。卢山认为古勒山被判刑是中国政府对自己在美国推动维吾尔人权运动的报复，他周三呼吁其他维吾尔人像他一样讲述新疆维吾尔人的真实人权状况。美国国会及行政当局中国委员会的资深成员、新泽西州共和党联邦众议员史密斯表示，中共在新疆对穆斯林的罪行是习近平的种族灭绝行为。委员会主席詹姆斯·麦高文说，现在处在新旧政府交替的时候，美国国会正在积极研究与下一届政府的合作，希望通过立法改善维吾尔人在新疆的人权状况。从参议院的弹劾审判到美国历史上最大的一揽子援助项目，即使国会许多议员因新冠病毒大流行而不得不远程工作或投票，美国国会成员2020年整年仍忙碌不已。美国之音记者吉普森回顾了这历史性的一年。
2020年一开始，美国总统特朗普的弹劾案让国会成员无暇旁顾。
Donald Trump is going to get away.With abusing his position of power.
美国历史上参议院第三次弹劾审判，特朗普被控利用美国对乌克兰的援助来打击政治对手乔拜登，最终获判无罪。
President of the United States is not guilty as charged in the first article of impeachment.
While history may not remember or might be a footnote about exactly why he was impeached, I think the Democrats were trying to lay the groundwork or at least plant their flag that this president deserved to be impeached.
但新冠病毒大流行迅速地压倒了政治争论。到三月下旬，为遏制病毒散播而进行的封锁已危及美国经济，促使国会通过美国历史上最大规模的一揽子援助计划。
Lives are at stake. This is not a time for name calling or playing politics.
通过3万亿美元的关怀法案是2020年罕见的一个达成协议的时刻。
When Congress wants to do something, even an incredibly expensive package that has a litany of provisions in it that touch basically all factors of the economy, when they want to do something, they can.
但国会在为了避免病毒而适应新的运转方式上却十分费力。
The United States Congress was one of the last institutions to make any adjustments. And even when they did, with some remote hearings and some limited remote voting, those accommodations were very temporary and definitely not fully embraced by all members of Congress.
No justice, no peace!
六月间，美国各地抗议乔治·弗洛伊德在警察扣押下死亡的事件期间， 国会成员并未能通过一项大刀阔斧的警政改革提案。
The country has given us the opportunity to lead, to lead. And my friends on the other side just said no.
此后，国会议员们几个月都无法就另一轮新冠病毒援助达成协议，令人沮丧。民主党的$30,000,000,000英雄法案在参议院失利，共和党人发出了过度花费的警告。
I don't think the current situation demands a multi-trillion dollar package, so I think it should be highly targeted.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
十月，尽管民主党反对，艾米·康尼·巴雷特法官被共和党占多数的参议院确认为美国最高法院大法官。
The Republican Senate majority decided to thwart the will of the people and confirm a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court in the middle of a presidential election.
这个总统大选决定了白宫的下一位主人是民主党的乔·拜登。在2020年临近尾声之际，国会山的未知因素更多。一月份，佐治亚州两个参议院席位的决选将决定未来两年参议院的控制权落入哪一个政党手中。美国之音记者吉普森华盛顿报道。
2020年对所有人来说都是非比寻常的一年，那么对于美国的农民来说更是如此。从年初的美中第一阶段贸易协定的签署，到开春新冠疫情爆发，那再到夏天的自然灾害，秋天大选后白宫面临换届，政策再添变数，而寒冬中疫情仍未根本缓解。在眼花缭乱肆无间断的新闻头条背后，美国的农民的2020年过得究竟怎么样？来看美国之音的报道。
2020年对于美国农民来说并不是平静的一年，持续两年的贸易战好不容易暂停，新冠疫情又引发了劳动力短缺，产业链受阻，农民一度不得不倾倒牛奶销毁蔬菜，对数百万的牲畜实施安乐死。预计美国农业今年现金收入将减少$32亿，同比下降1%。年初美中两国签订第一阶段贸易协议，巨额的农产品采购承诺让农民们看到了隧道尽头的光亮，而中国履行承诺的步伐不尽人意，美国政府又马上面临换届，贸易政策再次成为未知。我们回访了爱奥瓦州的农场主蒂姆·巴多尔。巴多尔一家三代种植2300英亩的大豆和玉米，去年又做起小规模的养猪生意。虽然上一次2019年夏天采访时他已经连续两年亏损，但他仍然坚定地支持特朗普总统和对华贸易战。今年巴多尔一家过得怎么样？
It was a really tough year on the farm this year. Nothing went real well.
哥哥一家三口感染新冠，三岁的孙子也被确诊，儿子一家四口在圣诞节前刚结束两周的隔离，但所幸均无大碍。
The first, I guess, I started to be a little more worried about it when my friend had passed away from it.But for the most part, you just got to continue on and do things. If farmers did like a lot of industry did and just shut down for a month or two, this whole year, there wouldn't have been anything.
农业部预计今年畜牧业现金收入减少$97亿， 同比下跌5.5%，种植业增加65亿美元，上涨3.3%。巴多尔的养猪生意租金收入稳定，刚好够偿还盖猪舍的贷款。一直到六月，他都满心期待一个丰收的年份。干旱的夏季虽然是美中不足，但仍然可以应付。直到8月10号，巴多尔清楚地记得这一天，一场罕见的风暴席卷爱奥瓦，一家人的耕耘几乎毁于一旦。
We had 112 mile an hour winds here. The wind was over 80 mile an hour for over 25 minutes. There were 600 acres of corn zeroed. We got nothing out of it just because it was just flat to the ground and you could not harvest it. The other 700 acres of our corn was severely damaged. So, you know, instead of 200 bushel corn, 200 plus bushel corn, we were harvesting anywhere from 70 to 120 bushel an acre on those acres. Soybeans, 600 acres, average 7 bushel an acre instead of 70.Our fields are usually about half mile long, and I could have stood my one-year-old grandson a half mile from me in a cornfield that the day before was 8 to 10 feet tall, and you could have seen him from a half mile away. That's how flat the corn was. I've never seen anything like it. That was devastating, and the drought definitely hurt that too. 450,000.At least dollars, probably close to $500,000 worth of crop damage.
I've just approved an emergency declaration for Iowa, who had an incredible windstorm like probably they've never seen before.
这是美国有记录以来造成经济损失最严重的一场风暴灾害，上百万英亩良田遭到损毁。巴杜尔的农场所在的县不在重灾区的范围，没能拿到农业部的救助金，所幸保险公司赔偿了风暴损失的85%。巴杜尔得以偿还银行贷款，维持农场基本运作。他的农场已经连续2年亏损，但说到新一年的规划，他仍然感到乐观。巴杜尔认为，美中第一阶段贸易协议已经给美国农民带来实际的好处。
It's definitely got both the corn and soybeans at profitable levels. So it has made a great difference in the commodity prices in the United States these last few months of buying by China. But there's no question that's what's moved the market.
农产品价格不仅在过去的一年里飙升，和贸易战前的2017年相比，12月美国大豆的价格上涨了31%。玉米价格上涨30%。美国农业部在12月的年终总结中提出，第一阶段贸易协议使中国在多个领域的采购达到历史新高，并推高了农产品价格。彼得森经济研究所的数据显示，截至今年11月，中国只完成了农产品采购目标的60%。但美国贸易代表办公室和农业部共同发布的报告指出，截至10月，中国购买了230亿美元的美国农产品，超过贸易战前2017年的190亿。对玉米、猪肉的采购创历史新高，进口的美国大豆价值是2017年的2倍，并且兑现了57条有关解除非关税贸易壁垒承诺中的50条。
Soybean farmer and a corn and pork producer, it's fantastic and definitely a lot better now than it's been for years as far as the export side goes.
巴杜尔和许多的爱奥瓦农民一样，在贸易战期间背负了更沉重的债务。在任爱奥瓦大豆协会主席期间，他也目睹了一些家庭农场不堪重负，最终破产。第一阶段贸易协议被巴多尔视为是特朗普政府的重要成就之一，也是农民忍受2年关税压力的最好回报。而特朗普的4年任期即将结束，巴多尔担心美国的对华贸易政策再次出现摇摆，可能会让农民的努力付诸东流。
If the Biden administration comes into it, wanting to make friends with everybody and kind of have conflict go away, in my opinion, that'll be seen as weakness, and we're going to lose everything we've gained.
但巴多尔对拜登的农业政策并不非常担心。
Biden has been around DC enough, and in this, whether it be vice president or Senate, I think he has a better understanding that agriculture is different. But someone like Secretary Vilsack at the USDA will be very, very positive for at least Midwestern agriculture. And he understands the importance of exports. That's the key.
We have gathered evidence demonstrating that China is subsidizing production of wheat, corn, and rice at levels that are in violation of their WTO commitments. These subsidies disadvantage American grain producers seeking meaningful export opportunity in China.
习惯了靠天吃饭的农民对气候变化的理解和拜登政府并不一致。对美国农民来说，严格的环保政策意味着更高的经营成本。
I have a hard time believing that a half a degree here or there is really a big deal. We have some of the best crop ground in the world, and you're going to pay farmers just to put grass on it and not touch it. Makes no sense to me.
巴多尔说，在他务农的30年里，2020年可能是最坎坷的一年。但面对不断变化的天气政策和各种不确定性，已经成为农业的一部分。明年又是新的一年。
My family's been farming here since 1901, so you have to keep everything long term. One year doesn't make or break it.
美国之音新闻报道。
2020年里大家的生活都不容易。那研究人员发现呢，在大流行病当中，抑郁症状增加最剧烈的是住在美国的亚裔。我们来看美国之音记者巴尔德拉斯的报道。
在中国的武汉市政府确认首例新冠病例后将近一年，美国的亚裔试图照常过日子。作为一个整体，他们发生抑郁症的频率在大流行之前最低，但情况发生了变化，而且是巨变。
I feel horrible, you know. This is like the biggest disaster, you know. Probably like ever since I lived. So just seen on the news, you know, a lot of people dying, but you know, there's some people like around me has died and, you know, diagnosed with like COVID-19, and it's like awful.
在大流行病期间，没有任何种族或民族能够逃过抑郁症的增加，但在4月份。波士顿大学公共卫生学院的研究人员发现，亚裔人口的抑郁症增加了5倍，相形之下，美国全体人口却只有3倍。
Exposure to stressors, having a household family member lose a job, losing a job, having difficulty paying rent, these were associated with depression, and persons who identified as non-Hispanic Asian were more likely to experience those stressors.
There are many, many hypotheses.
世界卫生组织希望很快前往武汉，调查许多人相信病毒起源于此的说法。但许多美国人已经把病毒归咎于中国，而且有些人还以蔑视种族的言语攻击华裔和亚裔美国人，增加了集体压力。
At school, I felt it. At my school, we had like bunch of international kids from China come right around February, March, beginning of this year, and I felt like they were being very attacked.
Language matters.Previous research shows that discrimination, particularly based on racial or ethnic identity, is harmful to health and mental health.
尽管抑郁症飙升以亚裔人口最高，但西语裔有抑郁症状的比例却最高，达34%。根据研究员的调查，年轻人和低收入美国人报告的水平相似。护理和心理学教授艾里森·霍尔曼指出，说到亚裔美国人需要的是团结，而不是互相指责。
Help people cope so that they can actually engage in the kinds of behaviors and processes that are needed to get rid of to what we call flatten the curve of the pandemic and protect people's health, the public health.
随着假期的到来，霍尔曼预期会有更多的精神压力。
people are going to be holed up in their homes. It's going to be critical for us to be contacting people, calling each other, calling friends and family to help mitigate some of the symptoms of depression or isolation and loneliness that they may experience.
越南人周翁同意用牢固的家庭关系来提高士气的重要性。
Talk to your family, even though you don't see them, FaceTime, Skype, you know, that helps. Keep in touch with everybody. And, you know, I mean, this shall be over soon.
美国之音记者巴尔德拉斯，弗吉尼亚州福尔斯切奇报道。
希望艰难的时刻赶紧过去。那今天是2020年的最后一天，对于即将落幕的这一年，你的年度关键词是什么？你对新的一年又有什么样的期待？美国之音在纽约的时代广场采访了来自世界各地的人，一起来看一下。
Not bad.
COVID-19.
Very stressful, boring.
Baddish, but good.
It was rough.
Happy for my family.
Challenging and growth.
Melancholy.
Strange and secluded.
Want my family or my friends alive?
My happy memorable moment was that I was able to go back to school and see all my friends again.
I found out a lot of things about myself, my strengths, my weaknesses, my limits.
I'm glad I was here in New York because I feel like New Yorkers are really strong. And I saw a lot of beautiful things during that time, but it was a really hard time.
Wish for this pandemic to end and for everybody to be healthy.
Be healthy and be safe.
I wish for the government to make a portal to the anime world.
My New Year wish, like I told you, free COVID for 2021 and peace for the whole world.
I wish to find a partner. I'm single, so I want to find love, real love. I want somebody who's kind and caring and who loves me for the crazy person I am.
Open face, open street, open restaurant. It's open, all, everyone open.
Oh my goodness. Lots of health and happiness.
I wish that everything goes back to normal and people are still taking care of each other.
My wish for the new year is that it's just somewhat better than 2020.
那么以上就是2020年的最后一场美国观察节目，感谢您的收看，我们下一次节目时间再见。
Violent nature of the revolutionary Iranian regime
And we understand that when it comes to countering Tehran and many other important issues, Israel is a key partner and not a problem.